A tremendous privilege
to be here today, and I congratulate you on your 40th anniversary.
今天能够在你们跟你们一起参加这个庆典是我的荣幸。我在这里恭喜贵教会成立40周年。
That's a whole generation of people.
那是一个整个的一个年代。
But on this auspicious occasion, I want to lift up Christ.
在这么一个庆典里边，我想高举基督。
And I noticed that on the website, you state that you are a community that loves Jesus.
在你们的网页上面，我看到你们是一个爱神的群体。
So I've chosen to speak from Colossians chapter 1, verse 27, which says, Christ in you, the hope of glory.
所以我今天就选择了以下的这段经文，哥罗西书1章27节，基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
So will you join me in prayer?
我们现在一起来祷告。
Lord Jesus, please make yourself known today.
亲爱的主耶稣基督，让你，让今天让我们来认识你。
And I join you. I join this community in praying that we will be a people that loves you.
今天我们在一起来向你祷告，求你帮助我们成为爱你的人。
We ask that in your precious name, Jesus, amen.
以上祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
So, first, in the phrase, Christ in you, the hope of glory, I want to emphasize the very first word, Christ.
今天在第一部分里边，我们讲到这一句经文， 基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。首先，我想来讲基督。Whoever
the person was who coined the phrase Christianity is Christ, he really struck bedrock.
谁写出基督教就是基督这句话的人，确实看到事实的基本。This
is the heart of the matter.
这个就是中心所在。
Christ is Christianity. Christianity is Christ.
基督就是基督教，基督教就是基督。But
what does that mean?
但这句话意味着什么呢?
If the Gospels tell us what Jesus said and did, the letters tell us what it means.
这个经文告诉我们基督教是什么，我们就要看一下这个基督是什么。So
we need to ask, why Christ?
所以我们要问一个问题，就是为什么只说基督？
Why are people called Christians?
为什么基督徒被称为基督徒？
Why is the faith called Christianity?
为什么这个信仰被称为基督教？
When it is about the three in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
当实际上我们的信仰是有关三位一体的神，圣父、圣子跟圣灵。And
here's the answer. Christ is the way we come to know God.
而答案就在这里，因为我们是通过基督来认识神的。So
Jesus said, no one comes to the Father except through me.
所以耶稣说，若不接着我，没有人能到父那里去。He who
has seen me has seen the Father.
看见我的就是看见了父。And
in verse 15 of Colossians 1, the Son of God is the image of the invisible God.
而在哥罗西书1章15节的时候， 这么说，爱子是那不能看见之神的像。So
he is the visible expression of the invisible God.
所以爱子让我们就是可以亲身看见不能看见是神的像。
And in verse 19, it says, God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him.
而在19节这么说, 神喜欢使一切的丰盛在他里面居住。
So Christ is the aperture through which the glory of God comes to us.
所以神的荣光是通过基督来到我们的。
Or as is said in John 1:14, we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son.
就好像约翰福音一章14节,我们也见过他的荣光,真是父独生子的荣光。
Glory is beauty and power.
荣光是美丽和力量。
So here in Colossians, Paul says, Christ, the hope of glory.
所以在哥罗西书,保罗说到, 基督荣耀的盼望。
But there's a reason why Paul exalts Jesus and Christ in Colossians.
但是保罗高举基督耶稣是有个原因的。
For the Colossians, Jesus was not enough.
那是由于对于哥罗西的信徒来说,基督还不够。
The teaching they had received was this, you need Jesus plus stuff.
哥罗西信徒得到的教导是,除了基督以外,还要加上其他的东西。
Stuff like a religious ceremony.
譬如说,宗教仪式。
Stuff like suppressing your body.
比如说苦待己身,
stuff like putting down the physical.
比如说从物质上得到解脱,
and then you can really experience God.
要是你加上了这些东西以后, 那你就可以真正的经历神。
But the Apostle Paul is saying, Jesus is enough.
但保罗却说, 单是耶稣已经足够了。
So in chapter 1, he gives us an amazing picture of Jesus.
所以在哥罗西书的一章里边,他让我们看到一张非常美的图画,是有关基督耶稣的图画。In
verse 16, in him, all things were created.
在第16节里边,万有都是接着他造的。He
implemented the entire creation.
耶稣创造了万有。
Everything was created not only by him, but for him.
确实,万有不仅仅是他造的,而是接着他,为着他造的。But
the eternal Son is not only the creator, he's the sustainer of everything.
基督,神所启示永恒的爱子, 他不仅仅是一个创造者,他也是维持宇宙的运行。
So in verse 17, he says, in him, all things hold together.
所以17节里边这么说,万有也靠他而立。He's
the glue of the universe.
他是宇宙的胶水。He
keeps every gravity force going.
因着他所有的力量,比如说重力,才得以持续。
But the Son is also Redeemer.
但爱子也是救赎者。
He reconciled everything and everyone to himself.
他叫万有都跟自己和好。
He brought people back into relationship with God.
他将世人重新带回到和神的关系里面。
And he makes them flourish.
并且在这关系里面成长兴旺。
As verse 20 says, making peace through the blood shed in the cross.
就如20节所说,接着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平。So,
not just the people, but the invisible forces and principles that resist the kingdom of God, he has reconciled.
所以不仅仅是和众人和好，甚至包括那些抵抗神国统治的无形力量，执政者、掌权者。
But Christ the Son is also the consummator.
除了以外，基督也是创始成终的完成者。
So in verse 18, he's the firstborn from the dead.
所以十八节这么说，是从死里首先复活的。
So in his resurrection, he's the prototype, the kind of model of what is to come.
所以主耶稣基督的复活带给了我们日后的样本。
And he's the head of the church.
他也是教会的头。
He's pointing where everything is going.
所以这指向所有事情的将来。
So for Paul to say Christ is the hope of glory is to say that we have perspective on where everything is going.
所以当保罗说基督是荣耀的盼望，他给了我们一个将来的事情要走向的一个观点。
So as Jesus said in Matthew 19:28, it is going towards the renewal of all things.
就好像马太十九章二十八节所说的，在万物更新的时候。
Now, some years ago, I bought a book entitled The Politics of Experience.
几年之前我买了一本书，那本书的名字叫《经验的政治和》。
It was written at a time when the modern culture was dying.
这本书是写作的时候是在现代主义走下坡的时候。
And where post-modernity was emerging.
以及后现代主义兴起的时候。
And the book is really prophetic.
这本书的确有先见之明。
He could see where things are going.
这本书让我们看到事情日后的发展方向。
He could see, for instance, that the rational proofs for the existence of God were not really successful, were not appealing, were not accepted.
这本书写到就是说我们对这个我们信仰的一些证据不能令很多人满意。
And then in one sentence, he said something very significant.
然后有一句话他讲点出了一个很重要的一点。
He said, we demand to experience the evidence.
他说我们要求体验证据。
Now this is something which the Christian way is incredibly able to answer.
体验证据其实是这个我们基督教是非常能够做到的一点。
So I want to emphasize the second word in Christ in you.
所以我现在想就是加强一下，就是说这个这句话里边的第二个字就是在你里面。
Christ in you.The hope of glory.
那就是在你们里面成了有永远的盼望。
That Christ is the goal of our human existence.
我们现在来看一下这个里面跟人类生存的最终目的。
So, the New Testament doesn't just talk about the imitation of Christ.
我们圣经的新约不只是讲到模仿基督。
It's not just the worship of Christ.
它不只是敬拜基督。
It's not just the example of Christ.
不只是基督的榜样。
It's not just doing what Jesus taught.
不只是做耶稣所教导的。
That was the problem in Colossae.
这个就是哥罗西信徒的问题。
Jesus plus stuff.
那就是除了耶稣以外，还要加上其他的东西。
You need to do this or that.
你需要做这个，做那个。
You need to punish your body.
你需要苦待己身。
You need to act religiously.
你需要敬虔行事。
And it's not that at all.
但完全不是这样的。
It's in Christ, Christ in you, the hope of glory.
是我们在基督里，基督在我们的心里成了荣耀的盼望。
Christ dwelling in us and our dwelling in Christ.
是基督住在我们里面，我们也住在基督里面。
Which leads to Paul's really a cryptic, it's an intense phrase, I in Christ, Christ in me.
这就是保罗所说的，我在基督里，基督在我里。
The Gospels are full of it.
除了保罗书信以外，福音书也充满了这类的话。
Jesus said, I'm the vine, you are the branches, abide in me.
在约翰福音，耶稣说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，在我里面，我也在他里面。
And in 1 John, chapter 1, verse 3, John says, I'm writing this to you, so that you can have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
另外，约翰一书一章三节这么说：这些我们传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
So there is a New Testament scholar.Who says that mysticism is direct contact with reality?
有一位新约作者，他说过这样的一句话，就是神秘主义是跟那些超越我们自己的现实进行直接的接触，并参与其中。
And he notes that in the world of the Apostle Paul, there were mystery religions.That promised what we could call union mysticism, that you become one with the God and your identity is lost.
所以这位新约的学者他指出，在使徒保罗的世界里边呢，有一些神秘的宗教，这些宗教呢向人们承诺了神人融合的神秘论述，就是说人跟神可以融合在一起。而随之呢，人的身份也消失了。
I sometimes hear Christians say something like this in prayer. God, make me nothing. You are everything.
有时候我也听到基督徒会有这样的祷告。主啊，把我变得没有。神，你是一切的所有。
Just a drop of water in the ocean.
就像滴到海洋里边的一滴水。
But that's not the way it is.
但这其实不是基督徒的盼望。
The Christian message is one of communion mysticism.
基督徒的信息是跟神相交的奥秘。
Which is Christ dwells in us, but we are still ourselves.
那就是神住在我们里边，但是我们还是拥有我们自己的人格。
So we are drawn into the love life of the triune God.
所以我们被三一神的爱所吸引。
We're co-lovers of God with God.
与上帝一同爱神。
Co-lovers of the world with God.
与上帝共同爱世界。
We're not just imitators.
我们不只是仅仅是一个模仿者。
We have fellowship with God.
我们与神相交。
It is I in Christ, Christ in me.
是我们在基督里，基督在我里。
So we experience the evidence.
所以我们确确实实体验了证据。
And so Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 says we become increasingly glorified as we look to the Lord and the Spirit works in us.
所以保罗在哥林多后书第三章这么说，当我们仰望主， 我们就越发有荣光，而圣灵在我们中间工作。
He says, we all who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory are being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit.
18节这么说，我们众人脸上的拍子既然已经揭开，反映主的荣光，就变成主那样的形象，大有荣光。这是主所做成的，他就是那灵。
So he says, we're not like Moses who had to wear a veil when he came out of the tabernacle because the glow was going to fade. There is progressive glorification.
保罗在这里指出，我们不像摩西从会幕出来的时候脸上要盖着拍子，因为在摩西脸上的那个荣光逐渐褪色，相反我们却逐渐有荣光。
So, how does this actually happen?
那这是怎么样发生的呢?
Do we invite ourselves into the Trinity?
是我们主动上门进入了三一神的同在?
Does Jesus invite us into fellowship with him?
还是耶稣邀请我们与他相交?
And are there conditions?
此外，有没有一些特别的条件
？Such as being real.
比如说要真实。
Admitting our need.
承认我们的需要。
And being true to ourselves.
或者是忠于自己。
And repentance.
或者是认罪悔改。
You know, there was a Jewess by the name of Simone Veil.Who became a Christian?
有一位法国女性的思想家叫维伊，她是一个犹太人，后来成了基督徒。
And she said that over the infinity of space and time, the infinitely more love of God comes to possess us.
她在她的一本书里面有这样写道：上帝已拿比无限更加无限无量的爱，超越了无限的时空，掌管着我。
He comes, she said, like a beggar knocking at our door.
他说，像上帝有时候会像一个乞丐这样子来敲我们的门。
And if we remain deaf, he comes back again and again like a beggar.
假如我们对他充耳不闻，他仍然会一次又一次的来恳求我们。
But if we hear his knocking, he will come in and have fellowship with us.
但是假如我们听到他的敲门，打开门，接受他进来，他就会跟我们相交。
After that, we only have not to regret the consent we gave him.
之后我们会欢然地接受基督，并且不反悔当初我们那一句斩钉截铁的“我愿意”。
I wonder if there's somebody listening to this message who's hearing the knocking on the door.
我在想，有没有人在我们当中听到这一段的信息的时候，听到神在你的心上敲门？
You know, when Peter confessed Jesus as the Christ, Jesus said, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven.
当彼得承认耶稣是基督的时候，耶稣对他说，这个不是属血肉的启示你的，而是我在天上的父启示的。
I pray there will be somebody.Who says yes?
我祷告，希望在今天我们当中有人会说，我愿意。
So Christ in you, the hope of glory.
所以基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
the divine perspective on where things are going.
这是神的观点。
Christ in you, the hope of glory, the initiative of God, divine initiative.
基督在你们的心里，心里成了荣耀的盼望，这是神的方案。
But thirdly, Christ in you, the hope of glory.
但第三部分就是基督在你们的心里成了荣耀的盼望。
And this is the future of the whole of life.
而这是你们和整个生命的未来。
You means the whole person.
你们是代表了整个的你。
That is, you get saved, not just your soul.
那就是说，你整个你被救赎，不仅仅是你的灵魂。
And not just you, but what you do.
而且不仅仅是你，而是你所作所为。
Your work, your leisure, your relationships, your money, your friendships.
这包括了工作、休闲、关系、金钱、信誉、友谊。
What is the good news of Jesus?
耶稣所传的福音是什么?
If you accept Jesus, your soul will be saved and you will go to heaven.
如果你接受耶稣,你的灵魂会被救赎而你会上天堂。
That's partly true. That's true.
是真的,但不是所有。
And indeed, my wife's sister died yesterday.And she is with the Lord.
昨天我的小姨，就是我太太的妹妹，去见主面了。
But it's not the whole gospel.
但这不是完整的福音。
Jesus preached the gospel of the kingdom of God.
耶稣所传讲的是神国的福音。
And in Colossians, Paul spells this out in terms of life.
而在哥罗西书中，保罗是以生活。
This is the end of dualism.
这个是二元论的终结。
Dualism says that the body is bad, but the spirit and soul in a person is good.
二元论所讲的是肉体是坏的，但是人的灵魂是好的。
Dualism is that work in the world is secular, but church ministry and church work and sharing the gospel is holy.
所以，用现代的话来说，就是二元论呢，就是说这个世界的工作是世俗的。但是教会的事工、教会的敬拜、教主日学、分享福音，这些才能算是圣工。
Dualism was smashed by Jesus.
二元论被耶稣彻底的摧毁。
So in chapter 3, Paul deals with husband and wife relationships.
所以在哥罗西书第三章，保罗谈到丈夫和妻子的关系。
He radically breaks with the culture.
他跟当时的文化彻底的相反。
The Greek philosopher Aristotle said, the male is by nature superior and the female inferior.
希腊的哲学家亚里士多德曾经这么说，男性天生优越，女性次等。
The one rules and the other is ruled.
因此，其中一个统治，而另一个被统治。
But in Christ, it's not rule and revolt, but sacrificial love from the husband and sacrificial respect from the wife.
但是在基督里，不是说一个要管制，一个要反抗，而是彼此都有牺牲的爱跟牺牲的尊敬。
And in the area of work, where he deals with this in Colossians 3, the slave and the master.
至于工作方面，在哥罗西书三章里边，他就讲到奴仆跟主人。
It's not that the slave has to comply with the master, but the master is the Lord.
不是说奴仆是需要服从，而主人是要管和。
But both are servants of God.
而是双方都是神的仆人。
Ah, it's glory.
这就是荣光。
And its relational life is glory.
在我们的关系生活上显出了荣光。
Glory in all of life.
在生命的每一处都发出荣光。
So, how can this be?
那这个怎么可能呢？怎么能够做到呢？
Paul says, in the Lord.
保罗的答案是在主里。
For the Lord.
是给主做的。
Serving the Lord.
所侍奉的乃是主。
And because we have a Lord in heaven.
而因为我们有一位主在天上。
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
Yes.
是的。
So, have you experienced the evidence?
那么你们体验了证据了吗？
You can. If you wait on God just as you are.
若你们等候神，你们肯定会经历到的，就像你们现在一样。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, it is so amazing to us that you should cross the infinity of time and space and come in Jesus.
主啊，你跨越了这个鸿沟，宇宙的鸿沟，以基督耶稣来到我们的世界当中，这是何等美妙的一件事情。
And then,to come and knock on the door of our hearts.
之后你又来到我们的心里里边，敲我们心里的门。
Lord, we hear you knocking.
主啊，我们听到你在敲门。
And we open the door.
然后我们为你来开门。
And we say, please come in.
然后我们说，主啊，请你进来。
And have fellowship together.
与我们相交。
Oh, may it be true in us, everyone, Christ in you, the hope of glory.
哦，但愿这件事情在我们每个人生命里边都成为事实。基督在我们的心里，荣耀的盼望。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
以上祷告，奉主耶稣的名求，阿门。